I wasn't aware of any of the issues until after the board meeting in November the 1st.
Of this year.
And then on the 10th of November, I got a phone call from Liz, because the story and all the issues were going to break in the papers, and I was updated and briefed by Liz on the 10th of November.
Okay, so just to recap, Paddy, you as a board member were not told about the failure to comply with the MOU in 2021 until 2 years later on the 1st of November 2023, by which time you're also now being made aware of a second breach in a row, and that's resulting in a suspension of funding of 6.8 million.
I was aware, and we debated at board level the BIK and all of that, and that was put to bed, and a decision was made by the board. That part of it, yes. Not about the payments for holiday pay and so on, and okay. Lieu of holidays, okay. And so on.